the second chapter of the book of the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 8, Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus. And we see him in a different way each time. We see him first of all made a little lower than the angels. Why? Because he had to die. Angels don't die. They have life that goes on. But he made us a little lower. He made himself a little lower than the angels because he came to die. And it was death with suffering. And then it was not only death with suffering, but it was a crowning death. He was crowned with glory and honor. And it all happened because of an ingredient that none of us could ever understand, the grace of God. The grace of God. Who can tell the age of grace? It's as old as the God of grace. Who can tell the power of grace? It has the same power as the omnipotent muscle of God's energy and strength. It is a grace that brings us to the blood of the cross, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death. What did the Lord do at Calvary? He tasted death. Amen. No man can define that. No theologian can explain it. His love is more than tongue can tell. Amen. The love that Jesus had for me is more than tongue can tell. I trust that hands will move today. And they'll take the crown and they'll place it on the head of Jesus. And they will say, Thou art my King of Kings. Thou art my Lord of Lords. Crown Christ today. He's worthy of your coronation. Let us bow our heads. And as the Lord leads him, the son brother, just as the Lord leads you, make thanksgiving for the cup, for the bread that speaks of the broken body of the Son of God. Made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Some brother will lead us now as the Lord leads him. Amen.